both of which are very pleasant cities. And these are nice countries to be working in. But I have to say, working on two projects at the same time had its own stresses and strains. And neither of them really was moving forward at the speed or pace I wanted to see. MJ Airways, again, you know, looking at Cambodia in a similar way to the Maldives, a lot of new airlines were starting up there. They were all focused really on the China market. And there was sort of a recognition that, finally, you know, the China market was big, but was it big enough to support 15 or 16 different airlines flying into Cambodia? The answer clearly is no. And I think, as far as I'm aware, the airline to date is not flying. I think it was, the problem was just the strength of competition, the fact that so many people were chasing the same business concept. With Laos Central, it was a slightly different problem. Laos Central was a resurrection of an airline that had been using the Sukhoi Superjet, actually, as its launch aircraft, and was then looking, having grounded its Sukhois and basically folded up the core infrastructure, it was looking to relaunch as a regional carrier with Boeing Maxes. The capital, the promised capital for what was a very ambitious business plan, didn't materialize, and so that project was stagnant. You know, it kind of got stuck in the water.